Hello, everyone, and good morning. Thank you, listeners from all around the world, from wherever you are listening. It is indeed a pleasure to be here once again. For those of you listening in for the first time, this is Dr. Yurita Taylor, author of His Strength in My Weakness, A Journey of Brokenness, Breakthrough, and Transformation. My book can be found on Amazon.com and ZulonPress.com. It can be found locally in Antigua at the Methodist Bookstore and Best of Books. When I started these podcasts, the question was, how did I achieve what I did while being a single parent? So far, I mentioned the need to find what your purpose is and then to train your mind. Training your mind to focus on what your purpose is imperative to start the process of any change. It will be important for this training to stay with you, especially when you run into difficulties, and you will. Last week, I spoke about relationships. I spoke on how important it was to remember the little things that mattered in your relationships and how much it meant to the other person. It is important to have healthy relationships, and though we are our own individuals, we can have healthy relationships with each other. Then watch how it changes the atmosphere in the home. Today, I am going to continue to speak on relationships as that is where I am directed. While we are stuck inside the house awaiting the end of social distancing, a lot of damage was done both to our relationships and to our finances. So here we are needing to rebuild and get back on track, and we are at a loss on how to do so. I'm excited for the shift in atmosphere that is coming. I'm excited that we have a God that is fixing our relationships and our finances. Listeners, we have no foundation. We need to return to the basics to arrive at the foundation that is so desperately needed at this time. Having a better relationship with our spouse is only the start of what is needed. Looking back and remembering what once was should help to bring clarity. Page 24 in my book speaks of a love between two people who enjoys doing things for and with each other. It was simple and it worked. Last week I mentioned doing something small for your spouse to start the rebuilding process. Today I'm going to ask that you pray for each other. Husbands, pray for your wives. Wives, pray for your husbands. If you are harboring hurt and anger towards each other, release it while you say that prayer. One of the things that elevated since the inception of this virus is the divorce rate. Reading ABC News, a few lawyers mentioned that couples were waiting for the opening of the office to file for divorce. This, listeners, is why a shift in the atmosphere needs to happen. I wrote in my book how God could have saved my marriage, and he could have, but I did not include him. I left him out of one of the most meaningful relationships in my life other than that with my children. God asked me to write this book to help others, and so I'm going to keep trying to do as he asks. I did not go to him for help. I took matters into my own hands. Listeners, remember, marriage is what God intends for us. He knows that we cannot handle such a task on our own, and that is why he always makes himself available to teach us not only how to be patient with each other, but also how to love each other. His strength in my weakness. What a befitting title. He is the teacher we need. He is the one that will teach us to stay and work it out while he teaches us how to work it out. Sometimes we get to a place where frustration takes over. We get angry and it seems impossible to get past anger to move on. I have been there, listeners, many times. It is hard. You did all you could for that person and they give so very little. It is like being a single person in a marriage. One is married and the other is single. Listeners, God hears your cry. He knows what you are going through. This experience is going to strengthen you. It will give you wisdom. Be patient. God is here. For those of you who are in relationships, I have not forgotten you, nor am I going to leave you out. Before you make a decision to marry or to cohabitate, go to God and ask Him to reveal to you if this person is for you. For the past few years of my life, I have made it my business to say to God, God, if this man is not for me, please remove him from my life. Listeners, just know that God have not failed me on that. I will continue to seek his guidance until he let me know just who is going to be my husband because I trust him. I trust that he will not put me in a situation such as the one I put myself into years ago. He gave me a job to do, and so he will make sure I have the right partner to help me on this journey. I cannot afford to be with someone who is against the work I am doing for the Lord. He has to be on team leader all the way. Listeners, I pray the same for each and every one of you. God knows what we need. He knows that we desire to be loved by someone. My challenge for husbands and wives: husband, text or call your wife. Just tell her, I love you. I love you for being with me. Wives, text or call your husband and tell him, I love you for loving me. For other relationships, especially those of you who are planning on getting married, ask God, God, is this the man or woman for me? If they are not the one for me, please remove them from my life. You want God to be involved from the beginning. It is important to have him in the midst from the start, then watch him work. Listeners, thank you once again for listening. Let's make today the day to make a change in our relationship. Let's take back what the devil is trying so hard to take from us. Let's let go of pain and love hard. Let's forgive each other and love harder. It is not easy, but we can try. And once we try, God steps in and helps us. His strength in our weakness. Father God, I thank you for everyone who is listening. I pray that you fix whatever is wrong in their relationships, God. The devil is trying so hard to let marriage be gone, but marriage is of you. Relationships are of you. Our children are because you said be fruitful and multiply. So I know that you can fix whatever is happening in this world today, dear God. You can fix marriages, relationships, parent and children relationships, dear God. And I just want to thank you because I know that once it's uttered out, that you can fix it and you have fixed it. So I just want to thank you for everything, dear God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week and may God bless your relationships. Thank you.